With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
but we will just say, what if? What if you could choose different potential realities? What if, as you looked upon somebody with great fear, that, or a collective amount of people with great fear, we are going to explore this question. To stay with us in this moment, because we know it will sound not real. But what if those people, what if you focused on creating your reality so strongly from heart and what all the things that we have been discussing, that that fear consciousness was not in your reality?
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Njaima, Njaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and today's episode is a very, very special episode, as this is a special in-body channeling through the vessel of the one and only Bree Melanson. And as many of you know, Bree is not only one of my dear friends, and honestly best friends, but besides all that, no, Bree is also a co-retreat leader of Euromagic's retreats. We've had one in Bali and one in Sedona thus far. And, you know, when everything clears up, I'm hoping that we'll have one somewhere else. We will. We will have one in our physical presence sometime in the near future. I foresee it. My psychic senses foresee it. I'm not going to say near, but I'm not going to say it's extremely far. You know what I mean. Anyway, more about Bree. So, Bree, she's also a powerful breathwork facilitator and a medium and a psychic, helping people ground in their practices and deepen their connection to their soul and to source, to God, the universe, guides to all that is, and to love. And Bree, I'd say, is also, she's a master at guiding people to reprogram their subconscious beliefs and even open up their own psychic stream to channel divine messages, divine truth bombs. And in this episode, you have access to hear one of Bree's classes, which is guided, and she talks about our connection to the galactic families, interdimensional beings, and also, we happen to receive some messages from these beings and a healing from Archangel Michael and the Arcturians in this episode. So I am honestly, Bree, if you're listening, I'm so beyond grateful for you. It's not even funny. And I'm beyond grateful that she's allowing us and opening this up for you to hear. And if you've been guided to listen to this episode, I'm sure that there's many golden nuggets that are for you that you need to hear. And if there are, indeed take note. And also, if you're interested at all in channeling or Bree's work and you just want to supercharge your intuitive power and your many other powers, your own magic, and begin to learn to experience immediate guidance and clarity and basically learn the advanced basics of channeling and angel readings and whatever your soul is trying to tell ya. I highly, 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 highly recommend Bree's Psychic Bootcamp course. And she's gifting you, the Yomis, 10% off using the promo code MAGIC at checkout for Psychic Bootcamp and other courses. Like, one of her other popular ones is Soul Sculpt, which is a 10-week program to access your soul's expression for the deepest connection and alignment with the highest self. And again, use promo code MAGIC for 10% off at checkout, and just go to BreeMelanson.com to find the courses. Bree Melanson, if you don't know how to spell it, look at the title, or you know what, I'll just spell it for you really fast. BreeMelanson.com. But of course, it's in the show notes as always, and I'll even directly link the courses where you can use the promo code MAGIC at checkout, so you can check all that out in the show notes. And I just want to honor and congratulate all of our former retreat attendees who have taken the course and have transformed their awakening in ways that many tools honestly take years to do. Trust me, I know from doing certain things for many, many years, and it took its time, but I'm just beyond amazed and truly have all the faith in these guided courses channeled through Bree. This episode is also brought to you by our sponsor, Skillshare. More on Skillshare later on in this episode, but just so you know, you can still receive 2 months for free of their premium membership when you go to skillshare.com/yourownmagic. But if you're not aware of Skillshare, well, let me tell ya. I myself am very passionate about personal development, learning, self-expansion, soul expansion, hence why I have a podcast pretty much based around that. Therefore, Skillshare is a perfect sponsor and has continued to sponsor this podcast for 2 years now, I believe. So again, you can try 1, 2, perhaps even 10 classes of their tens of thousands of classes. I'm sure you can find something, as they have a variety of creative writing classes, photography, entrepreneurship, digital animation, and you know, a lot of us need to learn to be a little more productive, and they've got a lot of course, classes on that, which is a very special skill to have. So again, skillshare.com/yourownmagic, 2 months for free, and more on that later on in the episode. With all of that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Bree Melanson.
Thank you. So I'm just going to cry a little bit because I always cry. Just got to get it out. I was like, almost lost it in the meditation. I was like, pull it together, Melanson. And yeah, I just like, yeah, my heart just gets big. And when I like connect with all these sweet little hearts, so thank you. So I have been doing intuitive work for quite a while, a little over 10 years. And I, took basically intuitive classes and healing classes. And the way, like when I see my students in psychic boot camp, they're just like blazing through. Like they move so much faster than I did. Like I was so slow. And I think, you know, it was partly because I was just on more of a solo journey, right? And then it was also like the veil is actually lifting. Like, and I know that sounds so cheesy because I feel like we've been saying that for so long. The veil is lifting. Like, but I do see that in my classes, like people are really making they're really opening. And then I'm having friends call me and being like, oh my God, Brie, I'm psychic. What is this? What's going to be my life now? And I'm like, you're fine. It's fine. And they're like, is everybody going to be okay? How am I going to do this? So if you feel yourself opening, you know, one thing I just offer is like, you never have to experience anything that you don't want to. And I'm really thankful that I had teachers that taught me how to have very strong boundaries and like not get caught in that like psychic drama of like, I'm feeling everybody's like things right now, or like, you know, and we can, and we're all empaths, and you know, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm sharing this because I feel that when I was taught to have like really strong boundaries, and you know, my like psychic switch is like mostly off. So I walk through life very human, and I'm not interested in reading people as I move throughout the world. And it's also just rude. Like I would never be reading anybody. Like, and I always teach my students, I'm like, no, no, no. As tempting as it is, you know, because it really, if we're reading other people, which, and I'm not saying that like information doesn't come in sometimes, but our bottom line is always about our healing, right? Like, so when we go in and ask intuitive questions, I usually try to support people in saying like, what is my growth in this versus like, is he cheating? You know, it's just like, what are we doing in the relationship? So anyways, I have mostly my switch off, and you can, you know, and we're all intuitive. So, but when somebody told me I could be a medium once, I was like, take that back. I'm not interested, because I had been haunted so many times. And I was like, hell no, I don't want that. Because when you're open, it's kind of like energies will come around and be like, hey, hello. And if it's ghosts, they might be like, help me, I'm stuck. But we don't actually know what's happening, right? And then when I, you know, one of my mentors, her name is Denise Warfield. I feel like I don't know. She keeps, because I'm not doing sessions anymore, but I send everybody to her. She's local here. I live in Carmel and she does phone sessions. Her name is Denise Warfield. She's amazing. And she taught me how to channel. And when I was on her, like, she used to do readings like on this massage table, and I was laying on a massage table once. Thanks, Annie. She stuck it in the chat. And she's, well, first of all, once she was like, do you want to do what I do? And I was like, yeah. And I started like crying, because I like never thought it was possible, because I had just seen like psychics here and there. And this was, you know, I don't know, like maybe 13 years ago or something. And it wasn't trending. Spirituality was not trending in the way it is trending today. So I didn't have any like framework. So I just thought you had to be like crazy psychic, and I didn't know that I was. So my point is, A, if you are interested in being intuitive, you already are. It's a muscle. B, you never have to experience anything that you don't want to. And also, like, stay open to what is possible. Because when I was laying on that table another time, she started, maybe it was that time, but she started doing an in-body channeling. And she was like, well, let's bring in Kuan Yin or something. And she started talking really funny and in another voice. And she was, and I was like, and then Kuan Yin looked at me and she said, why aren't you doing this? You can do this. And I was like, what? Use a fake accent and act weird? Like, no, I'm not interested. Like, I had no idea what was happening. I was just like, why are you doing that? This is insane. And so it is, you know, when somebody channels like Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks has been working with Abraham for many years. I want to say like 20 years. And she, I think she just channels Abraham consciousness. So she's really used to it. But if you listen to some of her recordings, in the beginning, her voice is like really high pitched. She's like, and we are not clear. And it's like, it sounds crazy, but she's gotten used to that in her vibration. So, depending on who I'm channeling, the energy is different. And when, so channeling in general, like, you know, there's always going to be some filter, right? There's Bree's filter. There's my vocabulary. There's my understanding of things, what I can fit in this tiny little brain, so there is that. And I've noticed just in general, we're using the word channeling in a more, comprehensive like way, where, you know, it was, when we say it was channeled, like basically it was received, right? Like, and when you are reading channeled information or hearing channeled information, ideally it is void of any and all judgment. It is completely love-based. There is no condition. There's not like, you have to do this in order to do this. There's no doomsday. There's no, it's going to be positive. It's going to be light. They generally will speak in we. They're not going to like talk bad about anybody. And if you do get a sense of that, just, it's like the human filter has like gotten in there a little bit. And like I said, there's always going to be some, right? But ideally it's going to be information that we're still gnawing on. So it's going to feel like it's like up here, right? Like, so we can understand it. We're like, and you'll understand when we hop into this. But ideally the information is something that we haven't embodied yet, and we're still needing to like know. And we're kind of on this drip release, right? It's like they'll give us what we can understand and what feels like attainable. But I'm reading through old channeled stuff, and still, and they tell me stuff about parallel realities and portals. I'm like, okay. But then I start seeing, like, I was reading through channeled material from like 2015, and they were talking about things and, my role and our role. And I just always thought they were being dramatic, and they were talking about what's happening now. I really do want to try to get some of that information in one piece and share it, but just about some of the systems that are crashing and how we're, you know, we need to power up our ways of what we're actually capable of. So when I channel, I'm working with a new group, but what I think I'm going to do today is bring in Archangel Michael first, just so that you guys can feel the difference. And then I'm going to bring in this new group of Arcturians. And I don't know if this is bad or good. It just is. I don't do a lot of research on interdimensional beings because I don't want it to taint what I receive. I don't do any research on it really. So I didn't even know who the Arcturians were until recently. And I had always channeled the Palladians and the Lumerians, because I was introduced to them through Denise, the Palladians. And when I first connected with them, they were like, well, like the very first time I was like, so who are you guys? And they were like, well, you guys were like made by not the Palladians, but like basically aliens. And they were calling it the experiment. And I was like, can we use another word? They were like, how about experience? I was like, that feels better. And I mean, so even that, you know, I had never even fathomed that before, but, and it's not to say that that doesn't involve free will, right? We're not like this little like experiment that the whole world, like in the other universes are looking down on. So, I want to be brief and get to it, but, this new kind of like group introduced themselves more or less recently, because I was asking about, I've actually been abducted a few times. And I don't have any memory about it, but I had, you know, these markings on my back and great fatigue. And it happened in the same place when I was in British Columbia both times. And then they told me it's happened other times. I will say that all of my interactions with the Arcturians and the Palladians and the Lumerians, and just in general as a channel, I've never had anything negative happen at all. And even just as a medium, because of boundaries and stuff like that, but also just like vibes for today, it will all be loving. So heads up, because they are a new group, I am still getting used to their energy. So it's going to like, I tend to like really rock, or it gets very like, even I was doing this earlier and I was like, they were like doing this and my arm was up and I was like, what's because I'm trying to just not control what's happening and I'm just allowing. And because their energy is so big, that's why I kind of tend to like rock around. And I don't want to like say, this is how you channel, right? I don't want to, you know, this is just me getting used to this energy. And I try to just let it happen. So I don't want you to be like, okay, got it. This is how you channel. I'm going to channel, and then feel like you have to do all these crazy things. So how this will work is it takes me a moment to get in the zone. I'm going to get in the zone. That's my, like, I have a playlist called Workshops, and it's like, yeah, these intro, and then it's like, bring them out. All right, I'm laughing. Heather, I need you to laugh. You look adorable in your glasses. I love you. Okay, so I'm going to take a few minutes and then I'll just start speaking. I think I'm going to try to start with Michael for this, for my first trick, for this first part. See what you feel. And not that you like have to, but just kind of notice. Okay, so I'm going to go. All right. Bye.
Yomies. If you know me, you know that I am extremely passionate about personal development, learning, self-expansion, soul expansion, and many areas that tug at my heartstrings. And in light of this, I always encourage people to continue to enhance whatever they're passionate about in some way, enhance some sort of skill or learn a new skill. So that is where our sponsor, Skillshare, has got you 2 months for free when you go to Skillshare.com/your own magic. There are several creative writing masterclasses, also portrait photography, cinematography, digital animation, podcast guidance classes. A lot of people ask me how to start a podcast. Well, you know what? I'll direct you to Skillshare. With tens of thousands of classes at your fingertips to learn something new, some new skills, strengthen your passions. Why not? Because it's free for 2 months. So just go to Skillshare.com/your own magic and try out Skillshare 2 months for free. Why not? Again, Skillshare.com/your own magic and begin to enhance some sort of creative endeavor for your soul. And now, on with the show.
We are showing her that the presence and power of what we will call your faithful heart magnifies our presence. So often you call upon the angelic realm, universal life force, your guides, your beings. But what you often forget is that your light also illuminates the essence of us. There is never a one-way exchange. And so in this moment, in the meditation that she has offered earlier, when you live in that purity of your heart, you are aligned with the essence of God or light or love. And this is more than enough. When you are in this space, you bridge, as you see now, the two worlds. It is not that, and you are in awareness of that, but you understand what we mean. And so a powerful prayer or ask may be, lift my heart so that I can see. Lift my heart so that I can see. Your heart is the light that will illuminate your path, that will put the call out to others. There is no strategy or plan that could hold the power of your heart. And we don't want to separate us, but so we will say, isn't it curious that I am weary of trusting this feeling that fills my entire being just because the world has told you otherwise? How can you not trust the alignment of this presence? So she has called upon the consciousness of Michael. And if you have any questions, she's offering one question, and I will make room and space for your other friends. And if there are no questions, you may have been feeling, we simply wish to bless your hearts.
Gina will be asking a question now.
How can we best move through any blockages that may be preventing our connection?
Well, first we would like to offer you that there are no true blockages. This is a perception you are holding. But we will offer a few things. When you believe that you are separate, when you believe that you are in need of saving, when you believe that this world that we live in is so far from yours. These perceptions, we really don't like to use the word blockages because we don't want you to believe that there are any. But what we will also offer is that in the purity of your heart, you are all-knowing. So you need not receive a special message from an angel or a being to know that you are connected to the powers of the universe. Why don't you allow yourselves to be this essence? Because you are. And when we pose, what if I was Archangel Michael? Just notice what comes up. I couldn't possibly be. I have too many problems. How would this angel gaze upon my problems? You must have the courage to be able to see the love in truth in what is before you. This is how you manifest. It is when you remove the blockages of how you are interpreting what is before you, the illusion. If you were to reside in love, the world as you know it would completely change. And so we are offering, how do we get past our blockages? How often, how much more can I spend in this heart space? As humans, sometimes you are afraid everything will fall apart. If I do not tend to my worries, my job, my identities, I have too much to do and too much to worry about. We were showing her earlier that we don't want to present this as morbid, but when you transition from this body and you look back on your life, you will say, ah, I had so much power. I forgot. And it is okay. It is part of what you are doing here. We will also just offer that you already know. You know the answers. And as you pose your questions to the universe, just be aware of who is asking, who is attempting to tether safety into the future, to assure of who they are in this moment. You came in with such clarity. And so the blockages are only the things that you have been taught. But we will also say trust. Trust when things come in easily. This goes for intuition and your physical life. Why do you want things to be hard? So that you can value them? As we shift what we value, or we will say, what do you want to value? And notice within the mind, what are you valuing with the thoughts that you keep active? We are not making anything wrong. We are just saying, watch where your energy flow goes. You are all connected. It is impossible for you not to be. It is what you are. Everything else is fake. Fun. It is fun to be in the physical, in the way that you are. And we will just offer, do not doubt your purpose. Not that there is a need. We are just saying, do not doubt your light and your power. Do you have any more questions around that?
No, thank you. That was lovely.
She's wanting to switch gears. So if you can just open your hearts, and we know they are open. We are just saying ground in your space. We are just moving her a little bit more out of the way. And she's realizing, and you are realizing, and perhaps in this moment, that this is also a part of her healing. She is watching her head go move around about. She hates it. So she's trying to move away, and it'll just be a moment. We are just adjusting here. You came for a show, did you not? Did you not? And what a show you are experiencing in your time. Isn't it interesting to watch the world shift and change? She's finding it fascinating. We will put it in light words. She's finding it fascinating to watch human nature. And she's working on her judgment. We can begin. She will continue to adjust as we interact. So often we open with some messages, but your friend Michael has done so well. We will just open the stage for you.
Hi, I would like to know, how can we help others in connecting with themselves and ascending?
Well, we will first say that there is no not ascending. So we just want to alleviate some of the pressure that is felt that, and we will offer this more macro understanding that the universe is always expanding and ascending. So even when you experience what you may call contrast, when there is the contrast in that moment, there is still the pushing and the pulling. Even if you are just seeing one aspect of it, it is happening. And you can make it more slow by, in human terms, it would be holding on. Instead of opening and allowing this ascension to take you like a river, there are some of you holding on to a slippery rock. It is hard, isn't it? This is what you hear over and over again. The pain, the suffering, the struggle is the holding on. It is the not allowing yourself to ascend and expand. But what we will say a lot. What we will say is primarily your light and your essence can shift the essence of others. So we will use the example of, we are getting comfortable. We will use the example of essence. So when you experience this Michael or our energy, you are, we want to say, affected, sometimes transfixed on the light essence. So that you become it. It is like the masters that you speak of on your planet, like Jesus or Buddha, that were the light, did not go about yelling and talking about the light. Of course they did, but it was their essence. And on top of that, you must be in that light. It's like your light gives power to the words, because the words can be said by, the same words can be said with less light. It is like not heard or not penetrated, but with the power of love, you have a ripple effect. Even the one person that you affect, that ripple effect moves through their energy to be affected by others. So do not focus on the numbers. And what we are saying is also, your light is fostered by your ascension processes you have offered, but we will say personal work. So there has been already so much talk about the heart today. What if this was your brain? The way you feel gives you information as to where your light vibration, ascension, resonance is. We are not saying it is bad to experience pain. Again, this is the pushing and the pulling. So there is the potential of big pain, big ascension. So do not make the pain wrong or the fear wrong. But if this was your brain, we are saying it is. And it gives you information as to where you stand and where you can open more into that light. People sometimes are terrified to live in bliss. They think it is not sustainable, but it is. They think that it is selfish. It is not. So foster this space and you can move mountains. Begin to think of your vibrational standpoint. We are not talking about I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. We are talking about what is occurring here. How can I feel more in alignment with this space, with all of my being? This is when you begin to also alchemize your world. This is a receiver. And tool. Is that helpful? Do you have any more questions about that?
Thank you so much for your answer.
Your question is enough. You've already done it simply by setting the intention. Thank you.
What is the purpose of Arcturian origin souls on Earth right now?
Well, it's interesting that you ask this question. And we were speaking with her before you started this gathering. And it is very human to believe, I am from here, I am not from here, I am from there, I am from there. So we first just want to address the idea that I am Palladian, I am Lemurian, I am Arcturian. Think about how much the identity is in that perception. We know that, or we can feel that, and by we mean we, that we are consciousness. We choose to embody this in many different ways, in many layers and times and dimensions. And so if we go to our true origin, it is just pure. There are many, many, we don't want to say beings, we will say invested consciousness to assist in your ascension, which obviously is the ascension for all beings. There is no separateness. And so often we get, well, why do you care? What's it to you? And we are connected. We are all one. When you think of a drop, there is the saying of the droplet in the ocean and the water and how it is one, and how all, I mean, you live to know this, how the wind affects things, all the physical, it is the same. So, but we will offer that we are not new, but there are perhaps more of you connecting with our transmissions. And this is because you have just reached a new stage of awakening. And we are here primarily to help you remember your power. She was talking about her psychic switch being off, and we will say that a large majority has there. The switch is off of your power, of your creative power, of what you are capable of. You have gotten quite confused and delineated around this human attainment. What is there? Nothing is there. We are not saying that it is not okay to have desires and to enjoy life, but we are asking you to open your goals, and you are doing so slowly with your personal and spiritual growth. And what you can then learn when you begin to we are showing her getting all the we don't want to say heavy, but it is the heavier energy released, so that you begin to remember and embody your ability. We'll just use the word create, but we want you to know that when you hold your desires about your life, the potential of what is possible is so much bigger. But as we've said, humans have begun too transfixed on the physical, in a sense, and the attainment in the eye, which is very linear. And you are delineating so you can harness your true power as creators. And also, when you are doing this personal and spiritual growth, you are beginning to remember that you are not this body. And if this body is just a tool for intention and creation, then what is possible? It's magnificent, magnificent. The worlds that you can create. So we appreciated earlier when Michael was talking about how do you wish to see what is before you? What meaning and perception are you giving this thing? And so we are helping you primarily to, we don't want to say speed up, but help you along in your remembrance. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
If you want to talk about seeds, star seeds, you are a mixed bag. Just know that, again, we are all connected, and these universal laws apply to the universe. This, pay attention to these, the micro macro. What is true to be on a small scale is also true to be big on a very large scale. These are universal laws.
Hi, how do we know what our true purpose is, and what are some ways to trust that we are on the right path to be living our divine calling, and also some ways to help us find it?
Well, first, we would offer, how do you feel?
Well, I feel confused at times.
Where are you confused?
I just have such a giant space of wanting to love so fully. And I don't know if what I do in life is offering that in the biggest capacity possible.
Well, we are going to offer something you're not going to like. It doesn't matter. But it matters. But you are spending time here. You are trying on the identity, as we have just spoken of, too much. What would happen if you followed the love and didn't care where it was taking you and didn't worry, is it big enough? Is it too small? Is it right? How does it feel? We understand that it is difficult to move away from the structures that have been in place for a long time. But if you haven't noticed, you guys are being forced to release those. And so we will offer some tools and tricks around purpose, but primarily it is that this here is your brain. This is not important. It is literally should be from here, from your being, and the mind, we are showing her and we are understanding that it is hard because you live from the eye. You have been trained to live from the eye, but it is, it is in a sense the only thing that causes the confusion. And so when you are moving about any question in your life, just notice where you are standing in relation to the I and the I am. The I is the one in need. The I is the one who doubts because it is not standing in truth, more or less. So in one sense, you are right. It is your only job to love. But notice when the I comes into place and says, is this going to work? Am I going to be safe later? We understand it is hard to let go, but what if you will be carried? And so we will also offer that most often the I hijacks love in this idea of purpose. And we will pose, when you go into your heart space, your truth space, what is my most true intention? What is the most pure intention within this expression, within this project? And then you will receive the information from there. What is my intention? This one, her intention is the same as yours. She wants to awaken, 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 awaken. Love, 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 love. How she does that is not so important. But the more she can resonate with the pure intention, the more she will be assured in her steps and she will receive the guidance. Think about the way that nature works. Think about how things work perfectly. This is your intended state of being. We know it sounds fanciful when we say things will just come to you. We are not using pleasantries. We are trying to explain how it can work when you let go. You will look back on this life and say, oh, what effort I put into the eye. And it is okay because this is how we learn. This is the contrast we are speaking of, and it is beautiful. It is beautiful. So we will say that you are not missing anything. But please have the courage to go to this space. It can sustain you more than you know, more than you have ever allowed or fathomed. And we understand that it is hard. There are many distractions, but they are empty. So notice the things that fill you up. And also, we are showing her that the things that fill you up, what if they were more productive? What if you were working the engine of your heart and your creation power by just doing something that you loved? In this moment, we are showing her her time with horses. She is being shown what is happening, and we understand that it is requiring a lot from you to trust these things. But try it for a week, for a month, and watch what unfolds. And you are right in mentioning love. You will only look back at life and say, see the love. This is what shifts worlds, when you can offer love in each moment. She has been shown before, when we are not being morbid, we are just offering the difference between being in the body and believing you are the body, and then the transition of leaving the body and being aware of consciousness and the experience in the body. She has been shown that when she leaves this body, she will experience all of the love that she has offered and all of the love that has been offered to her. Can you imagine? That is the light that you are. Does this help?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you.
You're beautiful.
I wanted to ask, how do you activate your divine potential as a stargate?
A stargate. Would you like to define that for the class?
I would say that this is information that has been delivered to me from the Lyran beings.
That means?
As I understand it from them, because I recently received this information, to be a channel for consciousness to move through.
Yes, that's what you're doing here. That is what you are all doing here. You are simply consciousness. That is all. And if you are saying, how can I use this consciousness? How can I open? We are also reminding you that it can come in so many forms, and it does not have to come from a galaxy beyond, although that is what we are doing here today. We realize the irony. But what we want to do is empower you to be this light. That receiving the information is kind of a small part. She has received so much information. She has files and files and files and files of words. But what is more powerful is to exercise the information that comes through so that it can be embodied. And that is all. And so if you are wanting to open yourself as a channel, simply ask, simply make the space. Regardless of the
dimensions and parallel universes and aliens that exist. Aliens, we think it's so funny. Why aren't you aliens? Yes? So regardless of all of these potential realities, it is what reality do I want to embody and choose and create? That is essentially the only thing that matters. And so if you are wanting to receive this information, we are just saying open, meaning surrender, make the space for it. But know that you cannot escape the world you live in. You can only shift the reality that you are experiencing through your consciousness and thought form and action. Do you know what we are saying? Do you understand what we mean?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yes. So know that you are connected. And then go to the intention. What is my intention? What is my intention, my deepest, purest intention to receive? We almost don't even like the word receive. We prefer resonate. Because that is what is happening. Yes? Although there is duality and there is, but from a higher perspective, it is more just resonance. So we are going to answer a one-off from this one, because we can feel the question in some of you is like, how do we shift our reality? And you know, I think it could sound boring at this point, but it is the thought forms you wish to entertain. But what we are saying is when you amplify this space and you open for a higher intention, this helps for all change to be easier. You know, why would we come from the mind to change the mind? You can see that the progression in potentially is not as easy or as powerful as coming from the heart space. And if you think or feel the energy of love, you can feel the lightness within it. It is a knowing. You are given almost confirmation in that moment of the power of light and love that can move through things to shift and change your reality.
Thank you so much for being here to resonate with all of us. My question concerns, you had brought up beings of essence like Buddha and Jesus. And I would love to hear more about them. And in a time of feeling so alone, I think, on this plane and on this planet, are there beings right now that have that essence of pure light like Buddha and Jesus?
We are just taking a moment. We are giving her words to use, but we are also shifting our energy just a moment here. You are living in a time and you are, we will offer, we are showing her energetically that it is like you are living in a time, like in a time where you have so much humanity. During this, we're having a hard time using the word time, but you understand it is time, space, reality in this moment. And your past humanity has worked its way to a place of great expressive freedom. And so in this sense, it is possible for this, we just want to call it light energy, to move through more of you. And we heard the word alone. And we are sure that these expressions like Jesus and Buddha at times felt alone. Not alone in a sense of I need another human body near me to love me, but alone in the consciousness that they held. But this was also, would have been their human form reaching back for a old consciousness, for safety, that would not be there. So they would have had to choose, continue to choose the lighter consciousness and to trust in the essence of things. And you essentially are being asked the same. So what good is it for these masters or angels or us to do the work for you? We know that you are not asking that, but we are just wanting you to try this on. That you cannot learn how to embody the light if somebody else is doing it for you. And so now you are really, really, really given the chance to power up your light. But you cannot ask the older questions that we have been talking about, of where will this get me? Where will this get me? Yes, we have to allow the light to be the payoff. We are not saying that you can't have your things and abundance and collaboration. We are just saying you are being presented with the opportunity to reevaluate your values. And that if we chose, as humans, if you chose to embody the light as much as you could, you would become it. It is that simple. We are not saying it is that easy. But we have been showing her over and over and over again, and that she has been trying also to share with others, is that it is only this work. It may seem as though there are many big problems in the world, but you are a building block for what you would call the solution. And yes, as you were speaking of before, this veil is lifting, but it is lifting for those of you who choose the light. All is becoming quite clear, and this is wonderful. So the fear is becoming clear, the truth is becoming clear. You didn't want it any other way. Do you have any more specific questions about this?
No, that was perfect. Thank you.
There are many masters on the planet that are holding the light space, but you no longer really need people to say, well, you do, but you don't need new doctrines from one or a few specific expressions. But there are we would say the same vibrational expressions existing that are holding the space for the planet. They're not concerning themselves with the illusions of the world. They are just holding the space. It is powerful. And they may emerge later when you are ready for more, we don't want to say information, just tools.
Hi. Okay, so this is a follow-up to one of the answers a couple questions ago. And my question is, we spoke a lot about the ability to let go, to open ourselves up to basically our divine path and things like that. And just based on life experience, I was wondering, how can we once again become comfortable with this letting go when we've experienced disappointment as a result of letting go in the past?
Well, we would ask you to revisit, in loving ease and adoration, the way in which you let go. We are not saying you specifically, yes, we would like for you specifically to revisit this once we explain a couple things. But sometimes when people let go, they let go and there is a vibration of, let's say the trust is not there. They have not connected enough with their heart space to be in a certain knowing, but they have said, well, this is a law of the universe, and they want the universe to prove itself or its connection. Yes, so it is like they are posing a test to the universe when they themselves have not aligned. We are not saying just quit your jobs, quit everything in this moment. You understand that there are, so we will use that as an example. If it is a job that you are in and you are unhappy with, this could be a relationship or anything, we are just offering, before I shift this reality, I need to work on surrendering or letting go of how my identity has led the I. What is my value system within this? What am I hoping to get from this? You can feel that this is a limited exchange. And so what is it that I'm wanting to curate, to embody more of? How can I allow my essence to move more easily through me? How can I begin to see this, my reality and everything that comes into it, as an invitation for my spiritual advancement, which really just means an invitation to a higher truth? And so when we say you must let go, and so let's say this person let go without harnessing this space first. It may require that person to do deeper work then, to open, it's almost like we are showing her to work the way back up to the river top to be carried. And so, we are offering to first start with, let go of the ways you have been seen before. Let go of the ways you need people to see you. Let go of the ways you have looked to others for safety, or it's safety. Let go of the ways you have perhaps judged others in order to tether yourself to your own truth. Let go of the ways you have perhaps held on to convictions, let go enough to be, to create space to be in your heart and not in the mind. And we would also offer that the human perception of thinking this was a wrong idea, when really everything is still there as an invitation to move more into truth and ease, etc. So how is this very bad thing here for me to really kind of derobe these layers? And collectively, you are in a time where many people are experiencing this. They have nothing to hold on to, thank goodness. We are not saying we understand that it is hard, but we will always offer what was the thing that is gone. How was I holding on to that for my safety or identity or worth or whatever the identity is coming from? And we are not making this wrong, but we are saying, isn't this beautiful? You can shift the perception by seeing that. And all healing and transformation begins within first. And even if it seems as though you have made a wrong decision, you have not. Sometimes the deeper you feel you go into, let's say, pain, again, there's that pushing and pulling. The greater your expansion can be. If you lean into them as invitations, and what if that was your only job here? To answer the invitations. We are happy to hear your yes buts. Is that helpful, or do you have other questions about that?
That was more helpful than I could ever even have hoped for, actually.
We are so happy.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it is because that knowing is within you. We just needed to illuminate it, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
I'm going to watch that over and over and listen.
You may not need to.
Maybe not. But it's also what I've been hearing within myself, but kind of brushing under the rug too. I just needed the confirmation.
Of course, of course. Please, we are pleading you, we are pleading with you all from a place for you, not because we need anything, but we are just saying, please have the courage to go to the depths of your heart and build from this space. Trust us, it will be beautiful. Unless you like the hamster wheel, then enjoy the hamster wheel. Yes?
With the shift that we are so clearly witnessing right now, in our world, how drastically will life here change in our lifetime?
Wow. We know it is hard for you to fathom parallel realities and different dimensions. And we are not offering this as what some people are terming as spiritual bypassing, but we also would like to just offer the spiritual bypassing. You know, if you are, if you have not moved through a certain amount of personal work, and are aware that pain is indeed an illusion, that is okay. And it, of course, it is okay to say, hey, 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 wait a minute, you have to honor pain. I'm important. Yes, yes, you are. It is important to move through pain. But we are just saying, we would be accused of quite a lot of spiritual bypassing because we are not in your state of being. So what we were saying is we understand that it's hard to understand this, but we will just say, what if? What if you could choose different potential realities? What if, as you looked upon somebody with great fear, that or a collective amount of people with great fear, we are going to explore this question. To stay with us in this moment, because we know it will sound not real. But what if those people, what if you focused on creating your reality so strongly from heart and what all the things that we have been discussing, that that fear consciousness was not in your reality? So we are just saying, try this on first. Imagine the fear, taking all the people that are in, their fear is up to be processed, we shall say. And so what if they are not in your reality? And then what is possible? What is possible without the weight of the collective fear? It is almost unimaginable what is possible. So what we are offering you is be aware of what is happening and what we've explained as kind of a collective pressure, and that what happens when you are pushed upon, you push out, yes, this is your growth, but you have to choose it. You can get squashed if you don't push back. But we are not saying push back against people. We are saying we don't really like the word push, but it is a nice visual analogy of pushing out your own fear. And so even when you project your consciousness out to the collective realities, the people that are screaming about fear, and also the potential realities that can be born from that, it is good to be aware of it because it has to do with your growth. But we will always take you back to what is the solution. So if the fear is so big, then what is your solution individually that is so big to match that? And we are not saying you have to save those people. We are saying you have to match that light and love and how magnificent it will be. But we are saying, just be aware of how much you are worrying about them or this, or what your own fear about the things. It is okay to move through this shift. She has experienced great heights of bliss to great sadness. And that is okay. It is important for you to experience what we can call contrast. And it will take great fortitude to create the reality that we are mentioning. But fortitude and love, not bracing the fear, but having the fortitude to look at it in the eyes. And also what she is experiencing is, we are outing her. She is experiencing judgment with people that are in fear. And this is her work. This is her fortitude that she must work through. It has nothing to do with them. And you will be called if you listen, right? We have spoken so much. You might be sick of hearing how important it is to resonate and open and let go of the ways that you have thought you needed to create your reality and secure your future. It is weightless. It is, yes, it is still learning, but we will say one more thing, that the connection to your personal growth and you moving through these heavier perceptions, you have to move these out in order to harness your true energy as a creator, as an intuitive. They must go. They cannot stay. They cannot live in the same reality. So you are choosing. So sometimes we think, yeah, but how do we create this incredible different reality? You have to first really disembark from all the things that we have spoken about and open. We can tell you, and you have been told, you create your reality. All of these great, like, fanciful ideas, they are true, but they cannot be expressed within you until you do the work to let go of the old ways. You understand, they cannot exist in the same reality. And so your personal work will open all of your higher abilities that are waiting to move through. Do not invest in the identity. It's a trick. Just for a moment, think about your reality as you know it and what it would look like if you didn't have to tend to the identity. Yes, you still have a personality and you can still express. But if you didn't have to worry about taking care of the identity, what would be possible? Look how you would rejoice. And look how you would open others. You must do this all together. We hope that that is clear.
Yes, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you. We wanted to say in the beginning that it is also your energy that makes this possible. So it is not, and we are not speaking to you specifically, we thank you. We thank all of you for your awareness and your openness and your courage. And you're light. But what we mean is we are one. We have said enough around that. They're kind of teasing me. They're like, that wasn't so bad, was it? That was fun, wasn't it? How we doing? J-Rob, snort. How we doing? Let me know if you have any questions or anything. I'm happy to unmute a couple of you guys. And if you have to hop off, I'm not going to stay on much longer. I just want to quickly debrief. And if you have to hop off, we'll send the recording and so you don't miss anything. But I'm curious too. How did you guys feel? Like, I'm not energetically sensitive, but did you guys feel any? Can you raise your hand if you felt something? Keep them up just 1 second because I'm going to scan through. I'm curious. I'm going to just answer a couple of these questions. Do I remember everything? So, kind of. What I notice is that, like, when I channel right, I'll like be going through it and I'm like, this is dumb. They're not even saying anything good. Like when I'm like witnessing, right? I'm like this, and then I'll read through it and I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Like then my humanness will process it. And I'm like, oh, so in a sense I'm hearing it and I know everything that they talked about. But I couldn't, I can't even really, I know that, Yes and no. I would have to listen to it again too, I think.
Thank you so much for listening to this channeling through Bree. And of course, Bree continued to answer questions after the channeling. This, of course, was a very special event, and I'm so happy you got to hear pieces of it. If you're interested in Bree's Psychic Bootcamp or any of her other courses, go to the show notes or go to BrieMelanson.com, and don't forget to type in the promo code MAGIC for 10% off. And now on with the outro.
Thank you guys. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the EuroMagic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. The Pyrite is monthly and the Gold membership is just a one-time payment. But don't forget that experience called Home. You can visit that at EuroMagic.life/home. And that will be with Bree Melanson and I, my fellow alien channeling Palladian boss babe. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.